96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is the last week of the year and time to tie up any loose ends concerning your money and your taxes. What can you do to save money here and there? Well, we have a pair of tax experts joining us tonight to share tips and advice. Enrolled agent Teddy Prelo, Teddy the Tax Man, joins us on the phone. And shortly, we're going to have Salome Tinker. She's a CPA with TSC Enterprise in studio. They're both going to be answering your questions about taxes. Now is a chance to get some information before the end of the year. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Hey, Teddy, how are you?
Quite well. You?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Let's get started. Let's talk, as I always ask you, is there anything new that we need to know about before the end of 2016 regarding our taxes?
Regarding 2016, no, this is what you want to concentrate on. You want to concentrate on getting that January 1st mortgage payment in now. There are two things that I always talk about when it comes to the end of the year. That mortgage payment for January and your charitable contributions, but they're handled quite differently. The mortgage payment, I recommend that you do it online. Your charitable contributions, if you want that to be considered 2016, you have to address the check, put it in the mail no later than December 31st, and you will get that deduction. But they're handled two totally separate ways.
Okay, sounds good. Let's talk a little bit about home businesses, small businesses, for example. As we know, coming out of the recession, a lot of people decided that they were going to start their own side hustle or start their own business after perhaps being downsized, losing their jobs, laid off, and things like that. And so as it relates to those people who have home-based businesses or small businesses, what should they be most concerned about regarding their taxes?
All right. This is a good way to beat the IRS and your state government. Watch this, Harold. And I just don't think enough people know about this. You're right. People left their jobs, their full-time jobs, due to the recession, and they took their 401ks with them, and they started their businesses with the 401ks. But check this out. If they did that, they had to pay those early withdrawal penalties if they were under 59 and a half. But there is a way that you, that brand new business owner, can use your 401k, your retirement money, to start your business and or expand your business, build up your business, whatever phraseology you want to use, and check this out, not have to pay federal income taxes on it, state income taxes on it, local income taxes on it, or even the early withdrawal penalty. That right there is a good way to beat the IRS, my friend.
Okay, so how does the IRS look at that?
Oh, you know what? You can look across the desk at them and lick your tongue and still be fine with it. There's nothing that they can do. Because in essence, what you're doing, if it's handled properly, is you're borrowing against what would be considered your own personal 401k. You're borrowing against it. You're going to promise to pay yourself back. And as long as you pay yourself back in a timely fashion, the IRS can do absolutely nothing about it.
Okay.
Absolutely zero. And that's what we should use, you know, we small business owners should use, because otherwise this is what we would do. We would use that retirement money, and we would say, okay, yeah, I know I have to pay the penalty and this, that, and the other, but this way you don't have to worry about paying the penalty. You don't have to worry about paying federal income taxes. You don't have to worry about state income taxes.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your taxes, your money with end of the year
tax tips to make sure that you can keep more of your money in your pocket. Salome Tinker, CPA with TSC Enterprises, is in studio with us now. Hey, Salome, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Harold?
Good to see you. Let's talk a little bit about the Earned Income Tax Credit. What is that, and to whom does that apply?
The Earned Income Tax Credit only applies to certain folks that's in a middle to lower class income. So for people that's making a sizable salary, it doesn't really apply. Well, actually, it phases out over time after you hit a certain threshold.
Mm-hmm. What kind of money are we talking about here? You said middle to lower income people. And what is it specifically?
So it's designed to give people that have been deemed economically disadvantaged a little extra. It's designed to kind of, I guess, I call it a income tax welfare in mm-hmm. essence. So basically, I guess you can get it in several ways. You can get it in any of the credits. All of the credits are similar. You have the dependent tax credit that's designed to give you money for children to assist with child care. And then the earned income credit, again, is designed just to give folks that may not necessarily have children but have a low income money to supplement their income on a go-forward basis. What we find, though, is most people, rather than take that money and kind of smooth it out over the year so it can kind of balance their income, they go straight to the nearest car dealership and bling out. Or mm-hmm. So
we're talking, do they really get much money?
I've seen checks of $10,000.
That's amazing.
When someone may have put in an income maybe of like $18,000 or something like that. So yes, it's a considerable size money. But again, the key is to get the money and just be mindful of your spending.
Well, always, not only with that, but I mean, all things. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about your taxes, trying to save you a little bit of money before the end of the year, giving you some tax tips as to what you need to do so that Uncle Sam doesn't get you next year. Let's go to Omi, I believe that is Omi calling from Upper Marlboro. Omi, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening, everybody. I just heard the information about if you bought.
Omi, I think you're going to have to call us back because you're breaking up. You may have a bad cell line. Can you give us a call back, please?
One thing I do want to clarify, when you borrow against your own 401k, that's taken consideration as a small business owner. You actually still have a job. If you don't have a job, you can't borrow against your own 401k because your 401k is frozen. However, you could, on another call we could talk about, is put it in a solo 401k where then your company has its 401k. And once your company has a 401k, you can then borrow as a small business owner. But again, a small business can't borrow if you're not working.
Or not receiving some kind of income.
No. It belongs to a job, an employer.
It belongs to a job. Now, what about, you said 401k. Now, what about an IRA?
Well, IRA, you know, it certainly you can withdraw. Again, you'll have severe penalties, so we wouldn't recommend.
But can you borrow against it?
No, you can't borrow. You can only borrow against a 401k, and most small businesses don't have a 401k.
What about 403bs?
You can't. Anything that's a 401k is the only one you can borrow off
of. Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Teddy, you know, I ask you about this every year, and I think it bears repeating about the AMT, the Alternative Minimum Tax. Talk to me about that. Has anything changed over the years about that?
Well, the thing, it's great because I have not seen the AMT grow like it was in the late 90s. I have seen some kind of easing on that, and that has to do with what Congress did six years or so ago in trying to keep that in check. Remember, the AMT had been around since the Nixon administration, and it had never been adjusted for inflation. Back in, you know, during 1969, if you made $100,000, you were in the top 2% of the nation in terms of your earnings. Well, the calculations for the AMT were never adjusted since 1969. So those people making $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, and I'm talking about recent history, found themselves caught up in the AMT. Not so much nowadays, which is a really good thing.
And real quick, what is it for those who, you know, particularly for those people who are just entering the job market. We have some millennials that are, newly out of college or have been out of college just a handful of years, making some decent salaries and are trying to figure out deductions and the like. What is the AMT and how would it impact them?
Yeah, the alternative minimum tax came about as a result of a major protest. That's what happened. The small man, that little man way back in the 60s complained. And, Harold, I know you remember when we were younger, we used to hear, oh, the rich people get away with everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Nixon administration heard that, and they kept on hearing it. And they said, we are going to put together what is considered a totally separate tax system so that even if a person had, thousands upon thousands of dollars of regular tax deductions, that they would still have to pay what's called that alternative minimum tax. And it's not really an alternative. Alternative sounds like you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have a choice. It was alternative in the sense that that person would not have to pay a regular income tax, but would have to pay another income tax from a totally, totally separate system.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to David. David calling from Upper Marlboro. David, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, I was calling because I noticed what you were talking about, but this happened to me like back in 2011. I went out and had surgery. I had been out of work like from February to July.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor put me out on disability, but I had to wind up going back to work. So I borrowed money off my 401k. And at the end of the year when I had to file, I wound up making too much money, like over $115,000. So now I'm paying Virginia state taxes back, and after I finish this, then I got to pay the IRS back. I'm paying Virginia state taxes back $5,000, and I'm paying the IRS back $25,000.
So what's your question, David, as we're running out of time?
Okay, I'm just wondering what I need to do, because many people told me I should be able to do that as like a
offering compromise, Harold, may be what he's talking about. If David owes, let's say, $25,000, David might want to look at, let's call it a negotiation tactic, a negotiations tactic. David is saying to the IRS, IRS, there's no way in this world I'll be able to pay you back this $25,000. So can we settle? Maybe I'll pay you $2,000 and you go away. Now, of course, I've oversimplified that, but that's the basics. That's the basic premise behind what's called the offer in compromise.
Okay, so Salome, how would he go about doing that real quick, please, before we go
probably
to
the first
break?
I probably need a little bit more information from you because, one, I would like to know whether or not it was an error in the filing to make sure that you actually owe the money. And if
let us assume that it wasn't.
So if it wasn't an error in the filing, and it depends on how much money you make, you will have to do an offering compromise. And basically, they take your income and look at your position today. So even if it was a hardship, when it happened,
right,
if you're okay now, it's kind of difficult to ask the IRS to give you an offer and compromise for a reduced rate, a considerable reduced rate, because you need a circumstance that would allow for them to do that. So if you have the willing and means to pay, the IRS want their money.
Real quick, before I go to a break, Salome, how can people find you on the web?
Yes, we're at TSCCPAS.com. Again, that's TSCCPAS.com.
And for you, Teddy, how can folks find you on the internet?
www.huntvalleyretirements.com. In fact, go to that website and sign up for my monthly newsletter.
Okay, sounds good. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about your taxes. We have end-of-the-year tax tips for you to keep as much money in your pocket as you possibly can so that when you file, of course, in the spring, that you get to keep a little bit more from Uncle Sam. We've got tips for you. We've got advice. We're answering your questions, so please stay with us. That includes Darlene from Columbia and Robert calling from Northwest. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your questions and comments in just a few seconds.